Lent Bumps.
Cam FM.
The race has just gone off, and just trying to peer over the many heads of the spectators down here to try and figure out what's going on. So as far as I can see, Magdalen W1 are pushing away quite nicely, and followed by Magdalen R, of course, Lucy Cab, who will be looking to get blades and getting into the top position of this division. So just going past me now are Magdalen, looking quite strong as they're in their very interestingly coloured leggings. I'm not even going to describe them, but they're quite something. After that, we have Lucy Cav W1, who are quite close to the bank, actually. We'll see what's going on there. There's not too much distance between those two top boats there. More distance between Lucy Cav and Kings W1. Kings W1 just coming past me now. They've got quite some distance to make up, but we'll see if they can make it up. And then behind them, we've got Tomerton W1. Very similar situation to King. Has got quite some distance to make up, followed by Fairway W1. Rahul, can you see anything yet?
I can indeed. Magdalen has peered out round first place corner into the gut, but it looks like that Lucy Cowhughes Hall combined boat is really on them. It does look like every stroke they might be applying the turn of the screw to that Magdalen boat, who are looking a bit ropey, a bit desperate. Blades kind of a bit all over, so they've just picked it up into a bit more of a settled pattern as I speak. Behind that Lucy Cowhughes Hall combined, there's a lot of water until the King's boat, but there's a lot of whistles coming on this Lucy Cowhughes Hall boat. They've got the inside line on Magdalen here. If they don't get a bump down right in front of me on grassy, I'll be very surprised. There you go. Constant whistling. The bow ball's past the Cox, is it? That Cox is looking around and the Cox has conceded. Lucy Cowhughes are going to ease off there. Magdalen going to take a couple strokes and pull into the side here. They're being ordered to come across because the boat's coming up behind them. We've got Kings W1. They're not going to be in danger of hitting them. There's a lot of distance between them. Homerton W1 behind them, but it looks like there's a lot of action behind there with Selwyn and possibly Fitz and Jesus involved in a bit of a tussle. In fact, it's going to be Selwyn and Fitz. Fitz are coming round the outside line on Selwyn. So Selwyn have got the harsher line, but the Selwyn Cox has conceded, obviously trying to avoid there, and the boats have a little nibble on each other just as they go through round. That Kings are now rowing away with a lot of clear water in front of me, with Homerton chasing them. It looks like Homerton might try and catch them. Jesus now just having to slightly avoid the Fit and Selwyn crews as they pull in. I'm going to have to maybe take a step back onto the tow bar. But Jesus here now just taking a nice, easy line. They're not going to have to worry too much. Lots of cheering from the Fitz boat here and all their fans. Jesus now rowing past. They're not going to be catching anyone today. They've got Emma a long way behind them. What Emma are going to need the overbump to make anything. Actually, they're not going to need the overbump. It's just that they are a long way off that Jesus W2 boat. Behind Emma, you've got Darwin. Darwin easing off. There's about two full lengths, maybe two and a half, three until Darwin. So Darwin looked like they're not going to make too much happen now. And then we've got Wolfson behind them, which means that Pembroke has bumped Sydney Sussex somewhere on first post reach where I can see it. Alex, can you see anything yet at distance?
No, I still have no sign of the boats, but I am pretty sure that the Kings W1, in fact the Kings W1 have just come round the corner. They're rowing nicely, they're looking good, but they have about a length behind them is Thomason W1, who are clearly wanting to go for this bump. They bumped up yesterday. They'll be wanting to repeat that again, but Kings are looking strong. They're holding it. Thomason are going to have to put out quite an effort if they want to catch them. Rahul, is there anything going on near you?
No, but I'm pretty sure Juan will have something to say because I haven't seen anything come through since Robinson, which means Juan must have seen quite a few bumps on first post reach.
Yes, well, that would be the suggestion, wouldn't it? It looks like there has been quite a few bumps right at the start because after Robinson, I haven't seen any other boats come through. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to wander back to the start to see what has actually happened. I can see some boats down there. So there definitely has been some very early bumps. And I think I'm going to go back to Rahul while I try and catch up with them.
Brilliant. Well, gosh, once again, we've got into a division where the boats are under 13. So Christ W2, LMBC W2, Corpus W1, Newnham W2, St. Ed's W1, and Wolfson W1, the sandwich boat. Haven't even got to our first commentator, just at the top of first post reach, which means that, well, either they've all bumped really, or we could have yet another piece of mayhem happening all over the place. I'm going to try and venture and have a little chat with the SIP crew who successfully bumped Selwyn just coming out of the gut, see if I can grab the cock. Alex, have you seen anything else developing where you are?
So there's nothing that's come round this corner, but I am currently following down the top three boats as they go down long reach. There's still about a length between Homerton and their King's boat, and then about two lengths behind them are Jesus W2. And although they've got a lot of ground to just make up, they are looking very, very determined. I think they may be trying to go for the overbump. Now, other than those three boats, there's not much. In fact, no, I lie. The other boats are now appearing behind me. Emmanuel W2 are just rowing down. They're looking very relaxed. They've got a strong rhythm. I think they know they're not going to catch Jesus. They know they're not going to catch, sorry, I'm about to be run over by all the bank parties. They know they're not going to catch Jesus. And so as long as they're safe from Darwin W1, I think they just want a nice, comfortable row home now. Darwin W1 have about a length on Robinson W1. So that must mean that Pembroke W2 must have bumped up on Sydney Sussex W1, which does mean that Sydney Sussex W1 will have got soon. And so, yes, back to the race. Robinson W1 are rapidly gaining. So, yes, we'll have to see what happens there. Rahul, is there anything else happening near you?
Not at all, I'm afraid. Now it's just a case of these crews pushing off and going on their row home. I'll probably end up seeing a lot of crews with foliage, etc.
On
them. Juan, have you managed to confirm anything down at first post?
Yes, I can confirm two bumps have taken place. And I must say, it's not a particularly happy day for either Sydney Sussex or Christ, because as far as I'm aware, I think both of those boats have received spoons, because I'm looking now and I can see Lady Margaret W2 wearing foliage, which means that they've bumped Christ. And then as well as that, we've got a very victorious Pembroke boat, which means that Sydney Sussex have been bumped. So those are the two ones that I can confirm. There are other boats down here that I'm just trying to figure out what's going on, but as far as I'm aware, those are two that we can confirm.
Fantastic. Well, Juan, go have a look if you can confirm what I think is possibly a Newnham bump on Corpus Christi and a Wolfson bump up on St. Ed. Right now, as I look at the river, we've got that Christ crew, that unfortunate Christ crew, going for a lonely row home, having just been consecutively lent bump-wise. They've seen the lent bump 2015 as well. I'm sure Alex is desperately trying to chase some crews down and find out what's going there.
So Alex,
Pembroke now make their entry into the gut for their row home. Alex, what have you found out?
I've been cycling down wrong week, and I've just passed Robinson W2 and Darwin W1, and it looks like Robinson W1 have gotten an overbump onto Darwin W1, so that means they have got their blades. So that will be one very, very happy crew. Other than that, I'm pretty sure all the other boats have got rowovers who were down rowing down long reach. So that will be Kings W1, as well as Emmanuel W2, Jesus W2 and Homerton W1. But we'll have to wait for the confirmed results to see that. I'm going to go try and get an interview with the Robinson Victorious. So, Rahul, back to you.
Brilliant. Thank you very much. What I'm going to do is try and hold this line, because to get an interview with that Robinson crew would be quite something special. They've bumped every day this Lent, including, we think, that massive overbump onto Darwin W1 today, meaning that they have superbladed at Lent 2016. What a way to finish the week. We've now got the Pembroke crew just taking a lovely victorious row home. Everyone's got their foliage trapped on. There's beaming all around. The the cocks having a few congratulatory kind of glances at the bank, just looking for the support. Pembroke Boat Club as a whole, we keep saying it, they seem to be doing very well this bump, and that crew certainly doing them proud. We've then got Corpus Christi following them up, looking a little dejected, no foliage. So I think I'm going to be happy calling that Corpus Christi boat as bumped by Newnham, who still haven't appeared behind me. Juan, can you confirm any of that?
Yes, I can confirm something. I mean, the one boat that wasn't mentioned so far was the Wilson boat, which was, of course, a sandwich boat for this division. And I must say they've done very well in this division because they have managed to bump Newnham. St Edmunds. They've bumped St Edmunds, and they are coming back wearing foliage, so they look pretty happy with themselves.
Brilliant news for that Wolfson boat then, which means that Wolfson have gone proper into the W2 division. So for Lent next year, that'll be something to take home. Alex, did I hear you asking, did you manage to get that interview with Robinson? Sounds like not. In which case, what I will do is I will give you the provisional rundown from the W2 division. Just got LMBC now floating past me. Again, foliage, lots of smiles on their faces. Good bump by them. So going down the W2 division, at the top of the division, we had Lucy Cav, Hughes Hall combined, bumping Magdalen W1. Lucy Cav, Hughes Hall getting their blade length here. That was sandwich boat in the W1 division later. Kings W1, we believe, rode over, as did Homerton W1. We think that Fit W1 finally... were involved in some bumping action today. They bumped Selwyn W1, Jesus W2 and Emma W2 also set for rowovers. A huge overbump, Robinson overbumping onto Darwin with the bump in between them being Pembroke bumping Sydney Sussex W1. That means Sydney Sussex have got their spoons. Christ W2 were bumped by LMBC W2, meaning Christ have got consecutive spoons at Lent bumps. And at the bottom of that division, bumps again, Newnham W2 bumping Corpus Christi W1 and Wolfson bumping St Ed. All of those bumps happening very early on first post, either reach or in fact the corner. As Wolfson now glide past me, they're going to be ending this division. You can hear the clapping around me. But that is the news from the Riverside.
Lent bumps.
Cam FM.